In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us quieten our hearts and minds this New Year's Day in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, we come here to gather around Your precious Word, dear Father. This first day of the new year, dear Father, we come with thanks, thanking You for the many, many blessings that You have most abundantly blessed us with. We thank You for our homes and our families, our dear brothers and sisters in living faith. But above all, dear Father, we wish to thank You for this greatest gift, this gift of Your dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dear Father, we also thank You for this past year, for preserving us to this moment, in this precious faith which You have gifted unto us. Dear Father, we ask this evening that You would continue to bless us, that You would continue to lead us, that You would continue to forgive us, dear Father. For dear Father, we know that nothing else matters in this life but this precious gift of living faith, which gives us hope, living hope of heaven one day. Dear Father, this evening we ask that You would remember those who are battling with difficulties in this life, whatever trial it may be. We know, dear Father, that You know those trials that beset us. Give us strength to endeavor on this narrow pathway that will one day lead us to heaven. Dear Father, we humbly ask this evening, increase our small faith. Give us that mind and heart to be obedient to Your precious Word and the teachings by and through Your Spirit. And we enclose all our thoughts and prayers in that perfect prayer that Your dear Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We have come, dear brother and sister, to begin this new year, gathering around God's holy and precious Word. And what a precious matter this is, where we can freely gather around God's Word. Even in this, we can thank God. I thought we would read these words from Isaiah chapter 43, and we will read verses 1 through 3. They're words of great hope. It is a text that is set aside for this day. And when reading them, I thought to myself how fitting these words really are for this day. And we read these words with that prayer that God would give us of His goodness as He sees good. The words are in Jesus' name as follows. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Amen. These words that we heard are comforting words, dear brother and sister. They give us a great message of hope, and they give us reassurance that our Heavenly Father knows our needs. He knows our lives. He knows what is before us. And He is with us. The first chapters of Isaiah are some, I suppose you could say, chapters of God's Word where the people are reminded of their sinfulness. They are words of judgment. And the latter chapters of Isaiah are words of comfort, words of hope. The children of Israel they, at that time, were falling away from God's kingdom, following false gods, but God did not leave them without a message, without words of hope and reconciliation. When we read these words that we heard tonight, it begins that, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel." When we think of our forefathers in faith, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, signifying the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When we think about this, these words, we can say and hear that we heard tonight, and how good it is, and how precious it is, that God's Word is a living Word. And we could say that these words are meant directly for us this evening, where it begins, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob." Thinking of Jacob as that Holy Spirit in the third portion of the Godhead. So these words are being spoken directly to us, dear brother and sister. And we know how when the Bible speaks about Israel, it gives us that picture of the kingdom of God and the congregation that dwells therein. So these words begin, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, and thou art mine." Are not these words comforting words, dear brother and sister? We think about the past year that has gone by, and it seems as one gets older, the years, they just tick on by, don't they? Very quickly. But when we reflect back, we can see how God has blessed us so abundantly. Oh yes, there's been trials, hasn't there? But God has not left us alone. He has continued to comfort us, continued to forgive us. When we think about our lives, dear brother and sister, it is such as this, that we go from victory to victory, don't we? And what are those victories that we experience as we travel in this gift of faith that God has given us? We could say those victories are each time that we hear that precious gospel message, that all sins are forgiven. What a victory it is, isn't it? And we can thank God that He has sent His Son, just as we heard in this text, to redeem us. He hasn't left us to die in our sins, but He has sent a way for all of sin-fallen mankind to get to heaven. And that is through one name. And it is through Jesus' name. No other way is it possible that man can get to heaven, but only through the blood drops that were shed on our behalf, that we believe our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. So God's Word reminds us here to fear not. Oh, how oftentimes we do fear, don't we? And wonder. That I wonder what is going to happen in this world. But isn't it precious, dear brother and sister, that when it comes right down to it, we don't need to worry. When matters of the conscience are well. Because come what may come, and we are found heaven acceptable on that day when Jesus calls us, what a victory it will be. So when we think about this new year that is just beginning, I'm sure each one of us have had thoughts that I wonder what's going to happen in this life, in this year. But God is watching over us. We are reminded through God's Word that we need not take thought for the things of the morrow. Why does God's Word remind us of this? Because God, through His infinite love, wants to remind us of this most precious matter. And it is living faith. Living faith in our hearts that God has given us. And it is faith for this moment. That faith that we had yesterday, last year, doesn't do us any good today, does it? But it is faith for this moment. That we are found faithful. That we are found believing our sins forgiven. God's Word also reminds us that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. May we always fear God in this healthy fear. And that is simply this, dear brother and sister and dear youth. To fear sin. That when sin besets you, to hasten to put that sin away. This is what our Heavenly Father wants us to do. And when we do this, it is not done on our own power and strength, is it? But God's Word reminds us in the Bible also that there is power, that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation for all that believe. So when we put sins away, it gives us new power and strength to battle against the enemy. But if we don't put sin away, what happens? Has it been your experiences with mine that it is so easy to fall into that same sin? That's why God's Word reminds us that there's power in the gospel. There is great power in the gospel. Dear brother and sister, make those new promises. Believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Pray to God that He will give strength to battle against the onslaughts of the enemy. It is a threefold enemy. We battle against the world. We battle against our own sin-corrupt flesh. And we battle against Satan, don't we? The many, many lies that Satan puts before us. But this text continues, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." It comes to my mind in reading this of those children of Israel that were in bondage, fleeing from those Egyptians. And how they, when they came to that Red Sea, they had nowhere to go. The Egyptians were after them to conquer them. Dear brother and sister, did God leave them to die? Oh, no, He didn't. He instructed Moses there to lift up that staff, and the waters parted. He prepared that way. The Bible says in Exodus, in the 14th chapter, verse 29, "But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left." Dear brother and sister, this is the same God that we have. A God that loves you. A God that reminds us that we have great reason for hope. Because God is on our side. I'm sure those children of Israel, if we were to read in that chapter, we could see how they even started to murmur and tell Moses that He has led them out here in this wilderness to die. That they should have stayed there in Egypt. Oh, how oftentimes even we can start to complain and murmur. But dear brother and sister, hold on to this precious gift of faith that God has gifted us with. Put sins away. Even those murmurings and doubts that you may have, put them away. Believe them forgiven. Even now, believe all of your sins and doubts forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood. This text continues that I will be with thee and through the rivers. They shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Here is another example that comes to my mind. Thinking about how God's Word says here, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. These examples that God's Word is speaking of here are perils, you could say, that the child of God experiences on his journey of faith. There are trials. There are obstacles. But God is with us, and we need to remember this. We can go back, we can read in Daniel of those three boys that wouldn't bow down to that golden image and worship it. And how those Chaldeans came to the king and spoke of those three boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, told the king, there was a law at that time that the king had made, that when the music would sound, all nations, it says, would have to go and worship this false god. Imagine, dear brother and sister, how difficult that must have been for those three boys. To not go. To be the only ones that are not being obedient to the king. Why weren't they obedient to the king? Because it was worship of a false god. They even told the king and confessed their faith before him. And the king was very upset with them. And there was that law that was passed that anyone that didn't worship the king, that false god, would be cast into that fiery furnace. And when the king had called these three to him, they told him that no, they won't worship that false god. They believed in one true living God. And the king told him that he's going to cast them into that fiery furnace. They told the king that that's okay. That if it be God's will, we will be protected. The king ordered that fiery furnace to be lit up, burned and made 7 times hotter than normal. Those 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were bound. The king's most mightiest men took those boys and cast them into that fiery furnace. What happened to those mighty men of the king? They were killed from the heat. The king at that time waited a little while and went and looked into that furnace. What did he see? He didn't see 3 there. He's seen 4. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was there with those 3 believing boys. They were uninjured. The Bible says that even their hair was not even singed. This is the God we have, dear brother and sister. Taking care of us. We have great reason for hope. We can enter this new year with confidence that our good God will continue to lead and guide us, continue to take care of us. And He will, because He loves us. He loves the sinner, but He hates sin, dear brother and sister. This is why God's Word encourages us to put sins away when they beset. Then those fiery darts of Satan, the fires of this world will not hurt us. The Apostle Paul even spoke of the many perils that he went through because of the way he believed. But yet he clung to that precious gospel. This is what we need to cling to, dear brother and sister. Uplift your hearts. Even now, at this moment, to believe all of your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. We have great reason to rejoice. And we have great reason for hope. Jesus reminds us that seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all else will be added unto you. God takes good care of us, doesn't He? In this temporal life, and most importantly, in this spiritual life. It pays to believe. The reward that awaits us is so great. Continue to cling to this gift of faith. Continue to pray to our Heavenly Father that He would give us strength to battle. Just as He gave strength in those examples that we heard tonight. God is with us. God will continue to be with His own to the end. God does not shirk His duties on His promises. But when He makes a promise, His promise will be fulfilled. And He has promised, dear brother and sister, to carry us, to lift us to that destination there in heaven. And He will continue to do so. Dear brother and sister, continue to put sins away as they beset. Satan hates the gospel. He cannot stand it because it renews that power and strength in us to battle against the onslaughts of the enemy. He loves it when we don't put our sins away, because slowly but surely the weight of sin presses us down. And that goal in heaven doesn't look so beautiful because it begins to get foggy. But when we believe the gospel message, oh, how clear it is. That vision of heaven. And oh, how we want to get there, don't we? It pays to believe. We of all people in this world have the greatest reason to rejoice that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And dear brother and sister, remember to pray for those near and dear loved ones and all people on the outside of God's kingdom, that God would effect in their heart remorse over sin, so that they too could crawl to the mercy seat and hear that freeing gospel message. Maybe one is even listening on the internet that feels themselves to be on the outside of this precious kingdom. You, dear one, can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. We have a good God, dear brother and sister. A God that will continue to carry us as we approach this new year. He will continue to bless us and keep us in His precious care. And in closing, dear brother and sister, I too find myself sinful and doubt-ridden. Can I have my sins and doubts forgiven? I want to believe along with you. In Jesus' name, and always blessed name, Amen. Let us quieten our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.